You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, we have an awesome episode coming up. Before we get started, I am planning out my spring college tour. I'd love to come to your school. So if you have any interest at all, just even an inkling, I want you to send an email to my new college booking manager, Harry Schmuckler at gmail.com. Harry, H-A-R-R-Y. S-H-M-U-C-K-L-E-R at gmail.com. Harry Schmuckler at gmail.com. Send him an email. He'll set it up, walk you through the whole process. I'd love to come to your school and enjoy today's episode. TFM Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories. Guys, thank you so much for sending in these emails. We've gotten so many that we're taping the day after we taped yesterday. Can I say that? That's okay to say, right? We taped yesterday, so I was like, I got all these emails. So we'll get ahead a little bit and try and get through a lot more. So thank you, guys. Keep sending those in. TFMpodcast at gmail.com. TFMpodcast at gmail.com. It's every Tuesday. Keep spreading the word to friends and sorority sisters and fraternity brothers. I love the growth. I love getting the Snapchats. It's JTrain56 on Snapchat. Keep sending me pictures of you guys listening and shit. That's awesome. We're here at Stand Up New York. Go to standupny.com and use the promo code TFM, and you can get free tickets if you're going to be here over the holiday. That's pretty awesome. Go on iTunes, give us a rating and some nice comments. That helps us out a lot. Going to bring on our guest. I'm very excited to have him here again.
Yeah.
Nori Davis.
Turn up.
That's what turn I like.
All
yes.
About the cocoa, man. Whip it through the glass, nigga. What's up, y'all? TFM.
Nori Davis is black, so he's allowed to say that word.
Oh, it's fine, man. You can say it. I just don't have to deal with the white guilt. I don't give a shit.
There you go. So, Nori, it's so good to have you back. He was on an episode a while back. I mean, it's almost...
That was a year, maybe.
It's
this been year, too, you think this year?
It might have been this year.
Like way earlier.
I think it was before we really had the format down,
and
which
we was taping in there.
Yeah, we taped in there
in
the other room because we were drinking. We had some
booze. Oh man, we was getting fucked.
It was fun. And so now we have a little bit of we're going to go through some emails, we're going to give some advice.
I'm fucking pumped.
Dude. I'm pumped to have you here. Guys, go check out Nori Davis. He is a fantastic comic, and
thank
you can
you.
Find him on Twitter at Nori Davis at NoreDavis. On Twitter, he has a new album out.
Yeah, man.
New called album. Home Game.
Home Game, baby.
I'm looking at it right now. I've seen Nori on stage a million times, so I feel like I've lived through the making of the album.
You definitely know it. It's definitely know the chronicles of that album.
Nori's so funny, and you guys should all go support him on iTunes or go to NoriDavis.com, and you can purchase his album.
Where?
Which is great. It just came out.
Yeah. It came out Black Friday, so on Black Friday, it was like $500.
Yeah,
so now it's on sale for $10.
There you go.
So you guys get a good laugh, man. Talk about everything.
If you guys like listening to this, you know, podcast, you need something else to get through your week.
Word.
Nori's got a great album called Home Game. Go to NoriDavis.com. Check it out.
Check it out.
Also, if you want to preview it, you have a great YouTube video.
I got a video of it. Yeah, I shot like a sketch video about the album. So kind of like how rapper.
Explain the video.
Okay, so the video is called Born in the Hood. It's one of my jokes.
Mm-hmm.
So I basically lip synced actors to my joke.
Yeah.
Kind of like reminiscent of what they do with excuse me. What they do with drunk history. Yeah, drunk history.
Yeah.
I like that. And so instead there's just no liquor.
So
I got some good actors in there, man. I got my friend Damian Lemon. I got Grizz Chapman from 30 Rock.
Awesome.
I got
watched
Dan
it.
Robinson.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. So like that's what it is. So I just basically, because we're so visual with our stand-up, so I just wanted to like actually paint the picture for the people.
Yeah.
So it's just like one track that I did. It's like 2 minutes. Check it out.
So it's pretty dope. What's it called again? Give the name.
Born in the Hood.
Born in the Hood. So Google Born in the Hood, Nori Davis.
Yeah, and or go on my YouTube channel. It's like the first video. I only got one video.
But it's like a good preview for the album. You like that video, you're going to love the album.
Exactly.
So go to noredavis.com, N-O-R-E-Davis.com. Go check out his album. It's called Home Game. Let's do the emails. You ready?
Yeah, oh, man, fucking pumped.
Let's do it. Let's get this is called The Hunter and the Hunted.
Hunter and the Hunted.
Reigning the Wild Stallion, J-Train. Being raised Mormon, it's fucked. I know. I figured I don't have any room to make Jew jokes.
Damn.
That's a we got pretty tough on Mormons.
All right.
Anyways, I have quite the predicament for you. I go to a small college. Although the guys that I'm friends with are great and we're closest thing to a fraternity. So he lives with a big group of guys. They're not in a fraternity. And the pool of women is fairly low, only about 1,400. And the majority of their legs are shut tighter than a bear trap.
Oh, man. Sausage party and no vaginas opening up. That's oh, man.
So in order to drink and have a good time, we often leave campus to party at other nearby major universities. So I get that. You go and, you know, do an away game.
That's it, man. Doing an away game, trying to make it home.
So I met a girl here who is a 8-7 question mark. So we, you know, the rating system we have is a
8-7
area code method. So it goes face, body, personality.
so 8-7. What's the code?
So it's he gave her a question mark because he doesn't know her personality yet. Okay. So like a New York bitch would be a 2-1-2.
Got you. 2-1-2.
So Boston chick 6-1-7. You know, hilarious. Good face, horrible body, nice personality. So you get it. So everyone uses that system. I give the question mark because she varies between a 2 and an 8 on the personality scale. She's Mexican. I know it's fucked. I don't know why that's fucked.
Yeah, why are you so racist out the gate, man? Right, she might be nice.
And has that feisty Latina blood comes with the territory. Oh, but it's okay because I love foreign women. I like how he's like, I love foreign women. She's probably like born and raised here.
Yeah, exactly. She's like totally American. She's not like straight off the boat.
Yeah.
She hopped the gate and said, oh, help me, you college boy. Like, yeah, I love that Latino gate hopping bitch.
Yeah, he's like,
it's like, what?
Her last name's Lopez.
Yeah, exactly.
Her dad's American. Name Chris. You know? We get along great most of the time, but she's used to being in control of the relationship, as am I. Mm. And sometimes it clashes. How are you in a relationship? Do you like to... Are you a controller? Do you want to be that guy that's in charge of things?
No, I just I like that shit neutral, man.
Yeah, that's
just
never...
leave me alone. I leave you alone, and then we come together, have a good time. Like I think relationships should be stress free. It should be work, but when it starts feeling like a job. Get the fuck out of there.
That's when you gotta go,
quit.
Right?
You gotta quit. You gotta put in your papers, man.
But it's also like, I know what he's saying. You wanna have hand. You wanna feel like the girl's chasing you.
Yeah.
You don't wanna feel like you're always chasing.
That's true.
But, you know, you shouldn't... You have to give and take. You know, everyone says the compromise thing.
Yeah, I'll be fair.
But you also don't want, like... I kind of like when a girl's like, I want this, this, and this.
Yeah, that is hot.
On Tuesday.
That's pretty hot.
And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I agree with you. But when it starts fucking with my career, then that's what the problem
that's
is.
That's a different story. But I think, like, the hottest thing is when a girl is just like the least attractive thing to me, I don't know about you, is when you're like, what do you want to do for dinner? And the girl's like, I don't care. And then you're like, well, I don't know. What about this? And she's like, I don't know. Whatever you want.
Yeah, that's when you want them to be in charge, right? Yeah. Like, come on, play point guard. Let me just be the center.
Yeah.
Come on, please.
Just toss me the ball.
Toss me the ball. I'm down. Got you. Come on, man.
Just that wavering, like, I don't know, whatever you want.
Yeah, that's annoying.
You want a girl with, like, an opinion.
Yes.
To, like, come at you, but understand. Yeah, know what you want.
I agree with that. I love that.
That's so hard. Clashes. Maybe that's what makes us so addicted to each other, the challenge. She seems like a girl that I date, if only just to have a solid slam while here at this living hell of a college. But here's the catch 22. A few weeks ago, I invited her to a small party with my boys, and she ended up getting very drunk and basically raping one of my friends. Oh, shit.
Damn.
She was all over him, like a hound on meat. Apparently, she's a freak in the sheets, but I didn't get to experience it. I know, it's fucked. Oh, fuck, he hasn't even fucked her.
So her boy fucked her.
Well, he said that she was just all over him.
Oh, okay.
This really pissed me off because I brought her essentially to be my date. We obviously didn't talk for a while, but she recently made up. Recently just made up, and he put that in quotes, and have been going out often. So here's my question. Do I rein this crazy Mexican stallion even though my buddy... he did fuck her.
That's what I'm saying. He fucked her. He said, like, she's a freak in the sheets. Didn't you read? I saw that line.
So he brought her to this party.
And then made up? So he,
you're fucked,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So he writes, here's the question: do I rein this Mexican stallion, even though my buddy fucked her repeatedly that night, or
repeatedly,
and once in the morning,
yeah, multiple times?
I love that the dude came down. And was like, sorry, bro.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
Had to do it multiple times.
I'm going back upstairs. Yeah.
She said she was gonna give me roadhead on the way home. I'll tell you how it is.
You're gonna take her home though, right? All right. Yeah. So I'll let you know when she's done.
Yeah. Oh, he got like cuckolded. Yeah. Basically. Or am I just thinking with the wrong head and need to tell this chick to take a hike? Still working my way through the archives of the podcast, but I love what I hear. Keep up the good work. He sends a picture
of the girl.
We looked at
Does she have a name? I don't want to call her Mexican girl. Jesus Christ.
We'll call her.
It has to be anonymous. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll call her Lolita.
Lolita. Oh, look at Lolita.
So, I mean, Lolita's hot.
She looks like she knows what she wants.
She wanted that other fucking dude.
She wanted that other guy.
What does he do? You can't.
Damn.
Here's the thing.
Got to be selfish. Go ahead. Yeah.
Here's what I think. I don't know about you, but she will never look at him.
Nah.
That way.
No, it's a wrap. I really want to hear the conversation where they made up. Like they, you know what I'm saying?
What
did he say? Like, you know, that's kind of fucked up. And she's like, you know, whatever. You can still take me out.
Yeah, what could she have said that would have made up for that? That he still hasn't fucked her?
Yeah.
Like,
you confess your love, homie. Like, what'd you say? Yo, I really like you. Like, I'm really feeling you. Like, that's, what the fuck?
Well, and that's the thing. That's why he can't. Well, that's the problem is that. He made up with her. There's only one way to make up with her. Hey, I really like you.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, how could you do
that? Or maybe he's not even like acknowledging it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's even worse.
Yeah, that's true.
So any way you made up is by looking like a pussy.
Basically.
Right?
I think you should let this go.
Have you ever been in a situation like that where like you have a girl that you're like really chasing way too much?
Yeah, hard.
And you look like a bigger pussy.
You look like a bitch. Yes.
And it's not attractive.
It's not at all, man. You just can't chase it.
Do you remember the one instance?
I'm trying to think, man. I usually get in a scenario where I'm chasing a girl.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like plot my move because I'd never put my neck out there. I don't want to get chopped.
Yeah.
You know,
because
you're never sure. Yeah. So I'm like plotting, and then this was like when I was in like the kind of the friend zone. Then she tells me like, oh man, there's this guy and I'm seeing him. And then I was like, all right, let me back down. Let me not chase him. But that's different. That's not like me actually putting myself out there.
Here's the thing. He did a nice thing, the respectable thing, by inviting her to an event.
Yeah, to a party.
Like that is like, on the scale of emails that we get here, this guy's a knight in shining armor.
So
instead of like saying to her like, yo, what's up, I'm hammered, come fuck me,
come fuck me.
Said let's plan a night, I'm bringing you to my house,
having a house party.
He's questioning himself because he's like, well, I never, what he's probably saying to himself is like, well, I never said I invited her as a date. Well, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you kind of did.
By inviting her to a date party, she knows that you have some sort of attraction to her. She's being blissfully naive if she doesn't believe that.
And hopefully he made that clear, but it sounds like he probably didn't. But
no.
I mean, but that's the unspoken language. Like, you know I'm bringing you here. You're with me.
You're with me. Even, that doesn't mean,
my friend.
But that doesn't mean you have to fuck him. Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly
the thing. Like,
yeah,
you're with me.
Getting to know each other.
Be respectful of that I'm bringing you to meet my friends. And don't go and dance up on some dude and then fuck him.
Well, he needs to get uglier friends. Like, why don't you? I'm not going to bring my girl to fucking NFL rap party or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring her to like a midget circus or something.
Yeah.
Like a rap party like that. Don't ever bring
that's the thing.
Person.
Someone's like, so there's a comic that they were like, oh, you and, like, I remember like, it was like a way back this early in the summer. Someone's like, oh, yeah, Zach McGovern, you know?
Okay.
They're you and Zach should go out.
Uh-huh.
You know, two good-looking guys. I'm like, he's way better looking than me. I'm not going out with him. He's, like,
I'm
gorgeous.
Not getting anything. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, his runoff wouldn't look so bad, but fine. Like, you know, that's the thing. Well, I just think the move with this guy, you gotta end it with this chick. It's over because she'll
I'm ready
only
for the next email, dog.
Yeah,
there's no need to waste no more breath on
end
this
end it
guy.
With that girl. And honestly, don't think less of yourself. She did the wrong thing, and
there's
nothing
other,
you can do. You can't go back. You can't push a string.
No, there's other girls in the sea, and
there's other Mexicans in Mexico.
Yeah. Go back to the border and see if you can find them. I mean, that's what you.
This is called period fingering at Thanksgiving dinner.
That shit is hilarious. Just the title alone.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Nori Davis at Nori Davis on Twitter. New album out called Home Game. Go to his website, NoriDavis.com. Find it. Check it out. There's a video that goes with it you can see on YouTube.
Born in the Hood.
Born in the Hood. Go
Turn
check
up.
That out.
Turn
it's,
up.
It's a good commercial for the album. It's a fantastic album. He's a great comic. Go check him out and support
Thank
him.
Thank you, sir.
But here it is. Period finger.
My fists are on my cheeks.
Like, by the way, I never finger fucked a chick during Thanksgiving. I just hope it gets your attention anyways. Got me. Yo, Damn. Jew Train. I'm a junior. Oh, this is even worse. Oh, this kid got me.
He got you, man.
I'm a junior in high school.
Great writer, kid.
He knew what he knew. What,
he knew
it.
He knew
what sells.
So, nah, I never did that. Anyway, can I tell you about Lego Movie? It was horrible. The Lego Movie and then Batman's voice wasn't written. All right, go ahead.
Yo, Jew Train. I'm a junior in high school, and there's this girl, 788, that really wants a ticket to Pound Town.
788. Okay.
Okay.
Ticket to Pound Town. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Bringing that heat.
Yeah, right.
I have two choices. I hang out 788. That's hot.
That's very hot. Yeah,
you've rated her highly. I have two choices. I hang out with her and bone her on the first, and he puts in quote date, or whatever fucking bullshit you call it, in peace. Or I go into it slowly, date her up, and bang her on the daily. This guy's awesome.
He's definitely.
How does he know that that's what's gonna happen?
Yeah, exactly.
I reel in a decent amount of poon.
What? Yo, you have no
cocky junior in high school.
Exactly, cocky fucker. Is he a jock?
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know whether her puss is worth dating.
Jesus.
Oh, and now she's saying she has feelings for me and another guy, but she's still totally down to hop on the fuck train. What in the fuck do I do? P.S. Your podcast is funny as fuck. Keep up the good work.
Hey, man, if I find this kid, I'd never hang out with him.
Yeah,
that's what you talking. Hop on the puss train.
This sounds
what the
like,
fuck are you talking about?
This sounds like a family member
of
mine.
Yeah, right? Was he like the maker of Bang Bus or some shit? <He's>
Well, what do you think? I mean, what he said. Here's the thing. Here's a lesson I'll give to anyone. Mm. You don't know what you're getting into until you get into it.
That's it.
You know, like he's like, oh, he's trying to plot out, should I make her my girlfriend or should I just fuck her once and leave.
Yeah,
but first of all, you're in high school. That doesn't just happen.
It doesn't.
You remember the first guy that fucked at your high school?
The first guy? You mean girl?
Do you remember
right?
your first buddy that got sex?
Oh, the buddy that had sex? Nah, not really. Well, yeah, hell yeah, yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yeah. He fucking did it.
Yeah, but everyone fucking knew about it.
Everybody knew about it.
The first girl, the first guy, the first 10 guys, everyone knows.
Everybody knew. Then that girl was like, oh, that's the girl that's going to give it up.
Yes. And that's what everyone thought. So what he's saying as a junior in high school is like, is unrealistic.
Yeah, yeah. He's really just talking to you.
Yeah.
Because like on some bro shit. Because when he's talking to her, he's really on some, hey, how you doing? Yeah, you want to hang out? Like, he's probably the most pussy girl shit ever, which you have to be.
That's what you got to do.
He can't talk to those girls like that. Yeah, you going to ride on my dick train and get in the bang bus, bitch? Yeah, girl.
If only we lived in such a perfect world.
This is what's going to happen. He's going to date her, and then they're going to have fun. That's going to be your girlfriend. You're going to be booed up for senior year, and you're done, nigga. It's over.
Story of life.
It's over. She's going to bang you. She's going to give you pussy. You're like, woo.
That, and you're going to be like, oh my God, this well keeps on giving, you know, water.
It's the best well.
Yeah.
I mean, even though he said, I will take a little bit back, he did say he has like a lot of puss coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like,
I mean, here's the thing. Let's say he does have the choice of at most three girls.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
He could be mediocre with all three,
mm-hmm.
or you could become great with one before you get to college.
That's very true.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you guys, I've said this before on the podcast, and I think, I don't know if you agree with me, that like, those high school relationships are like going to class.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You can communicate. You're both in the same shitty situation.
You see each other all the time. It's basically like on the job, like when you get in the career, same thing. You're shitting when you eat.
Yeah,
you know, you
because
you
in high school it's such a small world.
Exactly.
You can't just like dance around. It's gonna run up at some point.
Yeah,
so you're better off going into senior year with what you're saying
exactly,
and saying, okay, listen, when I get out, be as honest as you can,
mm-hmm.
and say, listen, this is a high school relationship. I'm having fun with you now. Who knows what the future holds? Then you go to college and you say, we don't see enough of each other, and you break up, and now you're the king of the puss.
That's it, the king of the puss that you used to have. Hopefully you don't have it, or you have it. Who knows?
TFMpodcast@gmail.com every Tuesday. Keep telling your friends and family. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Nori Davis.
Turn up.
Go to his website, noridavis.com. Check out the album, Home Game.
Woo!
$10 at his, on his website. And check out the video. The video is so funny.
Yeah.
Let's go to... I'm a clit wizard.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Sorcerer.
What do you think of going down on girls?
Girls that I really, really admire and like, I do it.
I don't like.
It's not like a one night stand thing for me. Like, it gotta be special.
It's gotta be special.
It gotta be special for me. Yeah,
no, to me, I don't. This sounds like a black thing.
Okay.
Feels like a lot of black dudes are afraid. They are.
They don't.
They don't really do it.
Yeah, they're known for not giving women head. Like, and I blame it on hip hop. It's all like, yo, get money, fuck bitches. So when I kept hearing that in high school, I was like, I'm just gonna get money, get bitches, and then walk off of my life. And I don't have to give a woman anything.
I'm gonna do what Tupac told me to do.
That's it. Yeah. And Biggie. So but now when you actually get into a relationship, you're like, oh, I really care for her. Let me get her going too. Exactly. Then you actually listen to the woman and you're like, oh shit, let me get her going, make her feel good, feel happy. And then that's when I decide to do it to women that I care. Like, I'm actually dating, like, a couple months in. It's not like,
I'm quicker to pull that trigger.
Really? Wow.
I don't know. I'm like, you know what? It's like stand-up comedy to me. I want to get a laugh.
There you go.
You know, I want to hear how I'm doing, and that's the best way. So what up, Jay Boner? Dope. Love the podcast, man. Need some advice on some shiz and don't know what to do about my crazy bitch-ass girlfriend.
What advice does a clit wizard need?
I know.
Like, he's a clit wizard, I thought. All right, go ahead, Sorcerer.
Maybe he's...
This spell's not working, Jay.
Maybe he works at the Wiz.
Yeah, right?
I'm in a long-distance relationship with my current girlfriend and went away to college, joined a frat while she stayed home and went to community college. We have gone out for a couple years, and two of them were when we were in high school. She doesn't understand going Greek and doesn't get that I need to throw down blackout and pain my liver with more liquor than would kill her whole family.
Hilarious.
I'm that guy in our frat who blacks out and ends up losing his pants and dancing on the coffee table in my underwear. My God, is this my twin? Is this me from the past?
Yeah, right. Is that your looper, your Doppler?
During these blackouts, I always, he puts in quotes, misplace my phone and tell her to fuck off. I'm having fun. This is actually... he's bringing up a good point. You ever get in these things, like, you'll go out, if you're in a relationship, sometimes you'll go out and you'll end up like missing the party that you're out at because all you're doing is texting.
Yeah, you're not in, like, reality.
You're hunched over.
You're all over. You're like a little jumbo shrimp.
Yeah,
and you're just like, what, you're talking with your girl the whole time while you're supposed to be at the party, right?
And it's like, you try to end the conversation. You know, you ever get to that point where you're like, okay, I'm at the party, gotta go.
Yeah,
and then it's seen as like this big blow up.
You leave that period, like. Period.
Done. I think we all have to be better. I think we all have. My advice starting off is we all have to be better. And I am one of these people too. Like being like, okay, I'm out. I'm at the place I'm going to be tonight. I know we're not together here.
Yeah.
But this conversation re-begins. Like, we re-enter this conversation when we're both free.
Exactly.
Because this kid is doing college stuff. Like, there's nothing wrong with, you know. I mean, obviously, you don't want to black out every night of your life.
Yeah.
But I'm endorsing that you want to have fun with your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never seen someone have fun while they're texting. They look like the most miserable, like, crunched up. Unless you said jumbo shrimp.
Jumbo shrimp. Unless they're setting something else up. Other than that, like, your reality is so boring, so now you got to get to your phone.
Yeah.
So maybe something got to change. Change your environment so you get the hell off your phone. Or vice versa.
Or be more honest.
Be more honest. Yeah, that's true.
Call out. During these blackouts, I always misplace my phone. And then telling her to fuck off, I'm having fun. This leads to her blowing up my brother's phones.
Oh shit. Oh. She's an investigator.
Wanting to know my every move. Yeah. She's crazy as fuck. Oh. Also, her friends that go to college with me have heard of my clit wizarding skills from her.
Wait, what?
That's one of those things. If you're good at going down on girls, that you can become like the talk.
That was, I dated this girl before. She said, oh my God, I can't tell nobody about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because then other girls, yeah, they'd be like, shit, all the other girls would be like, suck my dick. Like, I heard you give good head. I want my dick sucked,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they want, they yeah, want like, that
women
wizarding.
Keep that shit, yeah, keep it to themselves. So she snitched on it.
So then she heard of my clit wizarding skills from her, and now are all trying to hook up with me.
Hilarious.
I always go for this crazy, for
they're
the
just
crazy
like
girls.
Staring at his mouth, yeah, like, while he talks about some stupid bro shit. Yeah, you know, I was going down the bang bus, man, they got a flat tire, and they're like, look at his lips. His lips are so great. They're perfect.
Look how he moves his tongue.
Look how
oh
he moves
my
his
God.
Tongue. Oh my God.
Oh, it's like a Mexican rolling his R.
Oh, he rolls his R's. Oh, you just said it.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris jumping in. So I always go for the crazy girls and like start. And like starting fights because the makeup sex is like fireworks that we set off when we heard Osama bin Laden was captured.
There you go. Happy Independence Day.
Yeah. Keep in mind, she's an 8-9-7 and always have a good time when we're together. And she'll do anything for me, including bailing me out of jail when I went to a friend's formal.
Oh, that's ride or die right there.
When I went to
a
friend's formal.
Yeah, pick up a fucking phone call, nigga. What the? She bailed you out?
When neither me or her friend told her. He just fucked up that whole. I think he got bailed out of prison when he went to another formal.
Oh.
I don't know if I should stay with her or cut my losses and continue to increase the Throb Squad. That's a great name, Throb Squad. And bless this campus with my clam hammer and make the streets flow like the Nile River with pussy juice of uncorrupted sorority girls.
Wait a minute.
That sentence was fucking fantastic. Hold on.
Yeah, repeat.
I don't know if I should stay with her or cut my losses and continue to increase the Throb Squad. That's the chicks on his dick.
Yeah.
I want a t-shirt that says Throb Squad on the front, wow. And it's just a picture of a bunch of chicks and
just
nugs.
Like there's beehives, yeah. And he got his Throb Squad behind him.
And bless this campus with my clam hammer and make the streets flow like the Nile River with pussy juice of uncorrupted sorority girls. This guy's a poet. That is unbelievable.
So that's cool. He just wants to go down as the pussy looking dude. Just
I don't
forever.
Know.
Just like,
well, he's wondering,
come to me, ladies.
He's wondering if he should break up with the high school girl that he's been with in college long distance.
Okay.
Who's good to him and enjoys his company.
She's the one that's 897-878? 897.
Thanks, J-Train. Have a good holiday season and don't take all the golden coins during Hanukkah. And remember, the dreidel isn't a butt plug. I would appreciate you not saying my email on the podcast. If you do read this, thanks. What do you think? I think he's got to end it.
Yeah, well, why can't he keep it?
Well, because
can't have his cake and eat it too.
He can.
Does she know about it?
Because
she's contacting the brother. Like,
the
where
brother,
the fuck is
where
he?
Is he?
Where is he investigating?
This is the thing. It's more stress than it's worth.
You can
like,
derail that.
And here's what I would advise him on. If you're staying with someone because they take care of you when you're blacked out drunk,
yeah,
then you need to just drink less and go with different chicks.
Okay.
Like, you know, there'll be someone else to, like, care for you.
I don't know. I'm thinking like a pimp right here.
What do you think?
If it's long distance, I mean, he just has to find a plan to derail that shit. Where it's like, look, I'm going here. You need another alibi, dog. Stop being, like, turn into, like, a chess club or some shit. I don't know.
You have to become a comic.
Say, yo, you have stand up. You got open mics. I'm really trying this, baby. And she's like, oh my God, that's great. So you like
I love
say
your passion.
You, yeah, right? I love your passion. So you do shows
but
at night.
Don't you think the problem he has is that this girl knows too much about his college life? Like, if you got girls that are going to your friends and going to her friends and hearing stories about you, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of gossip going on.
Yeah, like, and he can't, even when they do break up, which they probably will.
Yeah.
Every girl he hooks up with from now on will get back to the girl in community college. You know, like,
and
that's.
Let me know about, but he has a good rap, though.
Yeah, that's
not
the thing.
Like it's bad.
I think he's in a great position. If he's,
yeah.
It sounds like he's a junior in a fraternity, which is the best year to be single. Mm-hmm. And listen, you have a rap.
Yeah.
You're the clit wizard.
Yeah. I mean, shit, dog.
Fucking put your spell on.
Your jersey will be up in the rafters after you graduate.
And here's the other thing. Right now, he thinks the grass is just as green on the other side because he's too busy texting.
Oh, okay.
I think once he gets rid of the stress of having to like tell a girl, listen, I'm done for the night. I'm going to go hang out with my friends and can look up
for
a few minutes, he's going to find that like, you know, he can have some fun times, and he sounds like he's the guy at the party.
What's the pound troopers? What they call it?
The
Throb Squad. The Throb Squad. If he looks up, they'll be right there.
Very long spring break. TFM podcast at gmail.com. We're here with Nori Davis. Go to noridavis.com. Check out his album, Home Game. It is out right now. Support him. Funny fucking comic. He's great. Cool. What's up, J Train? Decided not to give you a goofy ass nickname because I respect you as a bro. Thanks, man.
All right. Much
Totes
love.
Preach.
Here comes the Jew joke.
Yeah. You're welcome. I'm a junior at a small D1 school in southern Illinois where Greek life is a stroke or two below par at best. Mm. But we make the most of it. That means that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally understand.
So here's
your delivery was perfect.
Yeah.
Though,
here's
the
situation I'm in. I'm taking next semester off working at a ski resort in Colorado with one of my best friends from back home for the winter season. Mm. Wow, this guy smokes a ton of weed, probably.
Colorado?
Is like a classic rich dude thing to do. You ever know somebody that went and worked in Colorado as a ski bum?
No.
I know more than like I should know.
Really?
Yeah, wow. There's always the guy who's like doing the ski bum thing in Colorado. And then like I went there. I went
just like operates the lift tickets.
Yeah,
like machine, all
like
that bullshit.
Teaches kids ski class. Yeah. It's an excuse to like get away from life.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly.
Like you're working, but you're not.
Yeah.
Your parents are like, okay, let him get this out of his system.
Yeah.
He's doing it mid-college. You usually see it like the year after college. A lot of people do it. It's
white people shit. That's what's up.
It's very white.
We go to summer camps and just be a counselor.
Yes.
Y'all go ski trips.
Similar. Like, yeah. Jews do what black people do.
Yeah, exactly. We go to camps and shit.
This is the WASPy version of going to camp.
Got you.
I'll say this. I've been to Vail. I went on a bachelor party to Vail, which is like really nice ski town in Colorado.
Ski town, yeah.
You just see a bunch of these dudes and chicks. Just hanging off life. Which, good for him. If you can do it, go for it. I happen to think this will be one of the greatest experiences of my life, but my girlfriend who I've been dating on and off for 2 years thinks otherwise. I'm sure she does. A goddamn surprise. So my plan is to move there for the season, take a semester off, do some raging in the beautiful state of Colorado, come back and continue going to school where I left off. Is that possible? She thinks I'm going to A, love it there and not come back. Not the plan, but I wouldn't mind it. Cheat on her with some new hot smoke snow bunnies. Again, not the plan. C, all of the above.
But don't
C,
mind it.
C is the most likely of the three for her. What the fuck do I do? Do you think she'll keep me from having an awesome experience out west? Is it possible to take a semester off and then try and jump back into where I left off? Could really use some advice here. Stay raging, and as always, love the podcast. Keep up the good work. He has a funny thing. I don't know if he wants me to read this.
Is it personal? Does it say like the girl's name and everything?
You know, this is funny. I'm going to read this. All right. He goes, funny thing, I sent you a snap of my girlfriend's ass and you said your brother thought it was a man's ass.
Hilarious.
Don't really know what to say to that.
Oh, shit.
I remember this.
So you're the reason why he wants to get away
maybe.
From his man-ass girlfriend.
JTrain56 on Snapchat to all of you.
I'm not fucking a dude. I gotta go to Colorado.
But he's doing exactly what I just said to you. He's going there to get away from bullshit.
Yeah.
He's trying to escape.
Yeah.
And get that job where, you know.
And he's a junior in college.
He's a junior in college. And the girl's basically calling him out saying, you're leaving your life.
Yeah, exactly.
And he is.
Taking the break. He is taking the break. I don't see what's wrong with that. I mean, he probably will not have a girlfriend when he comes back.
No. She's absolutely right that you will maybe extend your trip.
Yeah.
She's absolutely right that you will hook up.
Yep.
Because here's the thing. It's tough to hook up, and you know this, and I know this, in a place where, like, there's nobody else like
nobody else there. Yeah.
Nope. Like, if you go to a college show. If you go to a college show, or I go to like a road gig,
yeah,
and you're in these places, and you're like, there's nobody else that's like me here.
Nobody here. So I'm like, the shit. So
yeah,
they're just all gonna swarm to you.
Yeah, but you don't hook up because you're like, who am I even gonna relate to here?
Yeah.
He's going to Colorado. He's gonna relate right away.
Yeah.
To every other chick that ran away from home.
That's true.
From her mansion.
There's probably like a whole cult of these motherfuckers that do that.
Totally.
So
I had a buddy that
mold in.
I had a buddy that worked on a charter yacht.
Oh, shit.
And he would work the boat. Yeah. And there was this whole charter yacht community. Yeah.
And then he does it every summer.
Yeah. Now this guy's going to find the same thing.
So where is it? He lives in what? Oh, Illinois?
Illinois. He's going to go to Colorado.
Yeah, do it, man. Get away.
He's got to do it.
Do it, man.
I would do this. I would.
YOLO!
Yeah.
YOLO! It's
YOLO to the extreme.
Oh, shit.
I'll say this. You got to do it because, listen, life is very long. We live as long as we ever lived.
Yeah, I'll say this. YOLO, have fun. You maybe you stay there for 2 years, but if you fuck up, you get through some bad shit, and you come back home, and that man butt girlfriend's still there for you, marry her. That's it.
Marry that dude butt.
Marry her. Marry that dude butt. She loves you, man. She really held you down. She's still there for you. Go ahead. Go through all the bullshit.
My advice to him would be you got to put a definitive end on the trip. You gotta
like
say
actual like this is gonna stop here.
Right now he's saying, you know, he writes this is what she thinks that I'll love it and not come back, and then he writes not the plan.
Why
do
you have to put a stop on it? You think, well, he has a girlfriend.
I just think, like, listen, if you he might not feel this way, but if he's in college, he wants to get a college degree.
Yeah,
that means he wants to be a successful adult with a family and kids.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot of successful adults with family and kids that did what he's doing.
Mm.
But they didn't stay out there until they were 40.
I got you.
Do you know what I mean?
There's a moment where that shit stops.
This is the fun's got to end at some point.
You don't want to be the super senior out there.
Yes.
Like, what are you, like 32 out there?
And he doesn't want to be the super senior at college, too. So, listen, to take one semester,
that's cool.
Go for it. Yeah, YOLO. For it, that's what we're saying.
That's it, baby.
The minute you get into two semester, three semester, now it's your life. Now you're stuck. Now you got a girlfriend out there.
Think about school.
Yeah.
Now you're the manager of the lift ticket machine or some shit.
And now you're working way up the lift machine.
Hell yeah, working up the lift machine.
And try having kids then. So I'm saying, and I'll say this, the other thing about this, and I've done this before, when I graduated college, I took some months off, went into the beach and worked, you know, hung out at the beach for a summer. And then I took the Series 7 to work in finance.
Okay.
There was nothing harder than getting back into study mode.
Yeah.
Once you get away from studying for
a bit. Exactly, yeah, man.
That is the toughest thing to get back into.
I took a year off and I was like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back to school. This is the bullshit.
But that's the thing. Like, you're like, so the farther you get away from studying, the
You'll never get back.
My advice to you is do it.
Life is so much better without school.
Yeah, put an end to it. Like, do it through the summer.
Yeah.
Because he's doing the winter term, and then come back to school in the fall, refreshed, ready to go. And this will give you, and here's what it also does for you. It gives you time. Most people in college don't know what they want for the rest of their lives. They're just trying to get through college.
Mm-hmm.
This gives you a nice little breather to reflect on the things you really want to do with your life.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe
what you actually want to be, what you want to contribute to the world. Yeah, man.
Maybe you come back to college and you have the same major, but then, you know, you come back and you concentrate on one thing that may be your career later in life.
Word.
So that's like, so the girlfriend thing, just like Nori said, if she's still waiting around, marry her.
Marry her, man.
But I will say this, you're going to hook up. There's no question. TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Nori Davis.
Turn up.
Nori crushing it.
Woo!
My bros need hoes. Go to his website, NoriDavis.com. Check out his album, Home Game.
Home Game, check it out.
It's on iTunes also.
Yeah.
And while you're on iTunes, rate this podcast. Give us a nice rating.
So, rate the podcast, then get the album.
There we go.
Priorities, people.
Priorities.
I'm not selfish.
At Nori Davis. My bros need hoes.
My bros need hoes.
Sup, J Train? Just started listening to the podcast. You can make my boring ass days at work suck so much less.
Cop blockers.
Thanks, buddy. I'm a Fiji frat star at an engineering school, aka 5-to-1 guy to girl ratio. Yeah, engineers are, that's a fucking penis party. Engineering schools, man. You go
like RIT.
You walk into any engineering class, and it's just like a bunch of it looks like the Big Bang Theory.
Oh god,
four dudes sitting around one chick.
Yeah, we're all here. We're all gonna figure out the world. No vagina. It's like, oh god, I gotta go.
And I've got a problem not getting laid because a true pussy hound never loses the scent no matter the odds. Oh, he's saying, I'm a Fiji frat star at an engineering school, aka 5-to-1 girl to guy to girl ratio, and I've got a problem. And then he writes in parentheses, not getting laid because a true pussy hound never loses the scent no matter how bad the odds. It's pretty common. Two of my pledge class bros haven't sheathed their skin swords yet.
What the fuck is that?
Is sheathed when you take out your...
No, that's unsheathed.
Yeah, it should be unsheathed. There's skin swords yet.
So they never use their penis.
And they're about to graduate. Not like either one of them should have a problem getting sleuths, but there's such a pair of pussies, and I can't get them to pursue the poon. Just looking for any bro advice to get them laid for once.
Oh, I've been through that in college, man.
P.S. Love the Drinking Game podcast and definitely recommend doing it again. Keep the podcast going strong. Pull my finger, Seabass. So you had buddies that wouldn't get laid?
Yeah, I had my roommate. He was actual virgin.
Yeah.
Virgin, and he wouldn't get laid, and I would bring girls over, and I'm like, dude, this is awkward.
Why is it tough from that perspective? Like, you're this guy now. Why is it difficult for him?
Because
you want to party?
Yeah, you don't want to feel like the whore, I guess. Like the man whore. Like that. Yo, man, we should be doing this together. I guess he actually cares for his homeboys.
Yeah.
He wants his community, not like to be all just self-centered and he gets all the pussy and goes to school. He's like, yo, he wants to have some bro stories.
Totally.
Them. So he can't. So what I would do is
also,
like,
when you're like, also to interject, when you, mm-hmm. when you're going out like looking for chicks,
yeah,
you need that other like guy to like, you know, you be your Stockton Wing Malone man. Combo.
Yeah, you
know,
need
like
Scottie Pippen. You're gonna be the joint. Need your Dennis Rodman. Need your Tony Kukoc.
My buddy just got a divorce, and we went out. You know, and I was trying to, you know, Thanksgiving, just trying to open up, conversations with him,
exactly.
And you know, he's trying to get back in that game and that flow of things, which is totally great, and that takes reps.
It takes
a
lot of time.
Like, but you know, you could tell, like, I was like, hey, what's going on? Where are you guys coming from? And then he would be like, you know, it would be tough.
He would clam up.
It would be because he's not, you know, maybe he's not ready.
He's not ready for it.
You know, like, and that's totally fine too. So, like, what would you do for your friends?
Strip club. All day. Man, I took it to a strip club.
You were so positive about that answer.
Strip goddamn club.
How does that help?
We went to school in Delaware.
Yeah.
She was born. I was bringing in girls. He went, and I said, that's it. We're going to strip club. I found this strip place where it was like, lap dances for $5, dude.
Oh, so this was
the
like
early
the
2000s, man. Kind of like Boyhood Suburban. And it was just, I mean, the girls weren't like the whatever, but still.
No, but that's
five, upstairs. Yeah. To go upstairs was $10.
Yeah.
I had a $100 bill. I was balling.
We just talked about this in the last episode about strip clubs. I didn't mention this. When I went on a vacation with my family to Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
and my brother and I get in a cab, and we're like,
the Caribbean strip club.
So we're like, take us where the girls are, and the guy was like, you want the nice one or the shitty one? And we're like, and both of us at the same time, like, it was like out of a TV show. We look at each other, we smile, we're like, shitty one.
Hell yeah. Nice one. You ain't getting shit.
Yeah, you always have to go to the shitty strip club.
Hell yeah.
Because that's like the fun of it. Like, you're not going to, like, here's the thing. When you go to a strip club, you're not going there hypothetically to fuck.
Yes.
You're going there for a fun time and for a story with your buddies, and maybe something weird happens.
And the fuck.
So the grosser the strip club, the more fun you're going to have. Could also be the name of this podcast episode.
The nicer the strip club is more of like the Met.
Yeah.
Just, you can't touch them and they don't really
Well, think about
asses.
It. It's, you know.
I hate those type of strip
It's
clubs.
Like following a girl on Instagram with a million followers. You're one of a million.
And
that's then you follow a chick on Instagram with like 300 followers. You're like, and she's like, oh, who's this guy?
She could
actually notice.
Even 1,000.
Yes.
I got something.
So you took him to the strip club.
Took him to the strip club, man. This $10, you go upstairs, they take your dick out, they dance on it. I'm like, and he's a virgin. I'm like, dude. I paid the girl $40. Set him up. He came out. I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't do it. And later on, I found out, you know, he hooked up with this girl. He married her. They have 2 kids. So maybe his he was a lover. So maybe his bros are just like actual lovers, or they just want to be in a relationship. Some guys just like don't want to be turned up like you.
I totally agree with that. I also agree with what you did. The strip club thing actually gets me thinking. This is all, and I said this before, this is all about reps.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, you got him to see some weird.
Yeah.
And you got to have fun on the same level
that
for a night.
It, like,
yeah, maybe you triggered. Maybe he had that night out of his system. You know, and you're right. There are some people that are just like not made for that game.
Yeah.
And that's fine for them. And I know, like, I had friends in college that they had relationships, and they, like, the worst friends were the ones that were like, oh, you're going to do that again? And you're like, no, don't be judgy.
Yeah, don't judge me, dude.
You know, but, like, if they're cool with it, and, you know, do one night at the strip club, because at least you get to have that bop, bop, bop back and forth with a girl.
Yeah.
Maybe, even though it's paid, It's like paying a trainer.
And the girls actually are talking to you because they want something. But still, you get that initial exercise of interacting with a female, which the engineering nerds probably never do. Besides,
that's good advice. I agree with that. You need those, like,
or a massage parlor, wherever it's at.
Go somewhere just to get in touch with a girl.
Yeah.
Spring Rush. Sup, J-Boob? I'm a senior in high school, and I just got accepted to an elite medium-sized university.
Elite medium-sized?
An elite medium-sized? That's like the worst.
It's the worst.
We're the best of the okay ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We're the greatest, but all right.
I'm going to tell girls that's how I'm going to describe my penis from now on. Oh, I'm an elite medium.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's my penis? Elite medium.
Elite medium.
Yeah, it's silver and still medium. The school is great except for the fact that you can't rush until spring semester of freshman year. How can I still get an acceptable amount of beaver and find and find parties during my forced geedhood? I'll answer this question pretty quickly.
Yeah, because you're with the Greek life.
So I know I know the answer to this. If you're someone that's in college that is forced... Here's my advice to anyone. If you're forced to go with the current, okay, you have to rush in the spring. Those are the rules. That's the reality. Live in that reality. The parties, it's basically a prolonged rush period, which is great. So the fraternities still want to meet you. Mm-hmm. They still want to set up a good pledge class for their spring semester. The worst thing you can do is act above the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you come into somewhere new and there are rules set up, you're gonna and you act above those rules, and maybe for a couple weeks it works out for you and you go to a cool party and you know you're the cool kid for a couple weeks. But then the group will come together and decide that you're a fucking douche.
Yeah, don't be the Wolverine, man.
What does that mean?
Don't be Wolverine. Don't be coming there like, yeah, whatever, bub. I'll need this fucking team. And then the X-Men get together like, we don't fucking need this guy.
Yeah,
we don't need. And you want to be part of it. Fuck Wolverine, man. We're fine with Storm, Cyclops. We got people.
But we all, that's the thing. We've all met that guy that's like, oh, and then like, that's like driving before getting his license. You know, it's the same thing. It's like, okay, dude.
We
get it. You're cool. Yeah.
You
have broke
four
the rules.
Wheels. All right.
It worked a couple times. Yeah, and now you fucking went and hung out with the older kids. Yeah, and now you can't
take
hang with
women
us.
Through the drive-thru. We get it. Yeah. You're the shit.
So I think don't act above your pay grade.
Word.
You know, you're a freshman. Eat the freshman pie.
Great advice.
Fucking go and be a part of it. Go with the current. You could still be a great dude and meet great people. You'll go to parties. You'll meet chicks. But nobody's going to be on board. The chicks won't matter. But the dudes that are going to help you meet chicks.
Yeah.
They're all going to be like, fuck that dude. He thinks he's better than
exactly.
all of us.
Exactly. No, man. Be it's humble like the kid shit. That, just be cool. Be chill.
Like, here's what you're going to find. There's going to be one kid at Penn State you're not allowed to have a car freshman year.
Uh-huh. All right.
There'd always be one fucking rich douchebag that would find a parking spot and have a car freshman year. And you'd be like, listen, live in our struggle.
Yeah, exactly.
you know, like you couldn't fucking make it.
We all had ramen noodle, man.
Yeah.
Really, you got Chinese right now?
But
really?
That kid always came off as douchey to me. Hilarious. Because it's like, you can't live in the same reality as us.
Exactly.
Like, you're above, you figured out the system.
Yeah, you can't be with the people.
Yeah.
So give fuck it, him. So yeah, be with one with the people, man.
I think that question represents a lot. Of what, you know, question represents a lot. I'm happy to answer that. Yeah. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Nori Davis.
Turn up.
Go check him out, NoriDavis.com. We're going to do one more email, and then we'll go to the news. One is called, let's just go into the bucket.
The bucket.
We can choose from Bachelor Party Help, You Fuck Stick. Very long distance or stuck in the friend zone.
Oh, man. Friend zone, please.
Oh, you know the friend zone.
Yeah, I know the friend zone. Let's get them out of there.
So how did you get out of the friend zone? Explain your story.
Now, my story, the way to get out the friend zone, the two relationships I have, I think the friend zone is something guys need to embrace. Because when you're a female's friend, they tell you everything. They tell you how to fuck them. They give you the cheat codes. Yeah. They give you like, look, up, down. Over, right? And you just have to sit there, just take notes, take notes,
get
take
used
notes,
to that,
and let and
up, up, down, over.
That's it, up, up, down,
like,
over,
so that you can do a quick in a Mortal Kombat.
Exactly, a quick, like flawless victory. So you listen, right? But if she's dating somebody, wait for that motherfucker to fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be patient. It's all about patience.
Okay.
I'm not saying like. it's going to take, like, you're in the friend zone, it's going to take a while.
That's the mistake people make with friend zone, is they push too hard too soon.
Push too hard too soon.
Yeah.
You got it, like, because you have a, you have one shot. 8 mile, nigga. 8 mile. You have one shot. So collect all your notes.
Spaghetti sauce.
I had this one girl used to tell me, like, oh, shit. I love gifts, but this guy bought me an edible arrangement. But I work downtown. I got to go all the way uptown. Why the fuck would you buy me that gift? And I'm just like, all right, no gifts. No huge gifts ever. You
no
just take notes, homie.
Yeah.
So you take the notes, you listen, and then when you start to really know her and like what she likes, then see like she's not doing anything, like she has like an off night, like a Friday, nothing. Yeah. Like, hey, you want to just go catch this movie, Birdman? I just want to check it out. She's like, all right, take her out, have something to eat. Want to go to the bar? Let's go to the bar. You get some drinks, you talk, chill, talk, let them talk. And then if you're starting to feel the vibe, make you move.
Well, I
and
think-
then they know, and then you got to become the clit wizard.
And then know what the fuck you're doing.
Know what you're doing. And then that's the way I got out of it. That's the way
I think that's it's good advice, because I get a lot of emails where it's like, you know, I like this person, but we you know, we text a lot, but don't confuse texting with someone as a friend zone.
Exactly.
You need to spend QT together, quality time,
face to fucking FaceTime,
and the more time you're spending with this friend, and I'm putting in quotes, is the less time that she's spending with any other guy.
Exactly. So you're clock in.
So you're taking up that time, and also be a fucking man when you spend this time with her.
Exactly.
You know, if she's talking about another guy, you talk about other girls you're going with.
Exactly.
Don't say, oh, he sounds cool. Yeah. Don't fucking hang out with.
So she says, like, oh, yeah, I like sucking dick. And I was like, yeah, well, I was fucking this girl in the ass. I never did that before. She's like, what?
What's
bring
that
it
like?
Right back to her. That's it. Don't be a pussy. Like, oh, all right, that's cool.
So this is, what up, guys? I started listening to the podcast, and you guys are great. I can't be asked to insult you because it's just effort to think of a name, and I consider myself a decent guy. Anyways, I live in the UK and I need some advice. International
baby.
Oh man, what? This is blowing up.
UK, what's up?
Boom. Basic. I don't know what the difference between, what's the difference between England and the UK? Same thing. Is that the dumbest question?
No, you're fine.
No, right?
England's
like
part of the United Kingdom, Scotland, Ireland.
So why wouldn't he say?
He didn't say it's the actual.
He didn't
country,
say what,
right?
He didn't
like
say what
England
state.
Or,
you know what? Don't insult this guy. We got an international listener.
Yeah,
this is
good. Basically, I met this girl when I was in New York, and we got along great. She's a 6'5'9".
6'5'9".
So he's into that personality.
Personality's awesome.
We kept in contact, and when I came back to England, now she wants me as her boyfriend, and I don't mind. All Here's right. the problem. There's this other girl who lives about two blocks away. She's a 7'7'9". This guy likes everybody. Yeah. Now I'm stuck in the friend zone and have no idea if she will go out with me. What do you guys think?
That's patience. Why won't he go out with the first area code, six whatever?
Well, she's in New York. Wants to be his boyfriend, which that's not going to happen.
Yeah, all the way. That's long distance. I mean, if it's a long distance relationship, all he has to do is take in some calls and do some FaceTime.
Yeah.
And then he can put in some patient times with the friend zone girl.
Totally.
And then he can weigh his options. I say be a pimp about it. Weigh your options. Don't, because then like with the girlfriend, she can come visit if the friend zone shit does not work out.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know what she has. She can probably be dating somebody in a like serious relationship, or she's probably single. Who knows? But he has to spend time with her to find that out.
I think you're right. This is a very pimpable situation.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to be the girl in New York's boyfriend.
Exactly.
Okay? All he has to do, just keep texting her, keep up the conversation. Every now and then, disappear for a week, then come back in the fold.
It takes your mind off of the other girl.
Yeah. So now she's the air pump to your tire.
There you go.
She's there to pump your ego. The girl in New York, because you're not going to see her. Maybe she's going to plan a trip to New York. You're going to plan a trip to New York. Keep that for trips.
Yes.
The other girl, I think you do what Nori said. Keep spending FaceTime
time
together. She's two blocks away. Go spend time with her. Go get in front of her. Be her guy.
Yeah.
It'll become apparent that she likes you.
Exactly. Because women don't know what the hell they want. You got to put it right in front of them. You want this.
You want this.
It's shiny.
You know,
I think I do want it. Yeah, you do, girl.
Yeah,
and then you date and hope you have a good relationship.
Here's the thing:
you know,
if you're with a friend zone girl, where this goes back to the first email we got, where the guy, you gotta like set, you have to set an, you can't be afraid of getting turned down.
No.
You don't want to put yourself too much out there. But what the guy did when he invited the girl to his formal and then she fucked his friend.
Oh, that was the earlier email.
The way you're, yeah. The first email we wrote, this has something to do with it. Here's okay. My point. That guy did not let her know enough that this was about
us
being together.
Correct.
You have to let, there's going to be an awkward moment.
Yeah.
You have to let her know, I want you to be my date. And then you send a text, like, even if you said, I'll come to my formal, and then you send a follow-up text,
yeah,
I can't wait to see how cute you look.
Exactly. Yeah, something like that.
Do you know what
like
I mean?
That,
like, something that's a little
face,
more flirty.
One of the emojis. Any emoji ones with the girls or something. Like, one of those emojis, like, yo, I'm really feeling you. So if you put dicks in other guys' dicks in your mouth that night, it's going to hurt my feelings.
Totally.
So whatever emoji that is... Like, do that.
Very few girls will. Yeah, send the one with the girl bobbing her hair.
Hilarious.
So
with the crosses between her face.
Yeah, just send. I think you're gonna look hot at this formal. Because like a lot of guys out there, and I'll bring it back to the fraternities for a second. A lot of guys out there will invite girls to their formals and not set the tone.
Yeah, say that you're my date, not like just my friend hanging out.
Exactly. So that can be confusing, because I've been in that position where I'm like, hey, I want this girl to come to my formal. I'll be like, hey, I got this formal thing coming up, do you want to come? And it's like, yeah, I'll come.
Yeah,
no, nothing has been assumed.
Yeah,
so I agree, a girl could come to that formal and be like, yeah, he's a friend of mine, I don't know why, I don't even know him. Then there is a text that can follow that doesn't have to be creepy, that could be like, I'm sure you're going to bring the heat tonight.
Yeah, you're going to look great. But here's my example was the girl that's in the friend zone, I brought her to the Dave Chappelle after party.
Oh.
So I didn't, like, so there's, big event. It's a big event.
I remember a lot of people went that.
Yeah.
A lot of people went that we know that we're like, I'm posting so many pictures from
there.
The world needs to know I was at this after party.
I'm at this fucking party. So if the formal
it was like Black Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was great. Oh, man. It was.
Yeah, so you brought
five Black Fries. I brought here. And guys, when you bring the girl there, you have to be good with your body language. Like, put your hands
below
her
back.
Waist. Yeah, smaller back.
Below
her waist. Get her a drink. Like, really push up on her. Like, but not so aggressive, but just like, yeah, I'm here. Let her know, like, yo, I'm your man. I'm behind you and, if you need this. And she's like, oh.
And the girls out there, if you're in a situation like that where a guy asks you, you could say no.
Yeah, you could totally say no. He'll back away.
Just turn and be like, hey, I'm here as a friend.
Yeah, I'm here as a friend.
And that's okay, too.
That very
sucks for him.
That's totally sucks. like, I mean, late, you can't be that dumb. You know he's
feeling
you.
That's like button up your shirt and so getting the buttons wrong and go all the way fucking back down.
So then the ladies could be pimps, too, where they're like, I'll tease him a little bit, but because I don't want to leave this party.
Totally.
So I obviously, as the Mexican, Luli, what'd she say?
Maybe Lolita.
Maybe she knew.
Well, that's the thing.
Maybe she's...
That's why he made up with her. There was a... We're going back to the first email.
Because she's not stupid, though.
No, she's not stupid. But the way they made up was in the, oh, I didn't see you as that. I saw
know.
You as my friend.
Yeah.
And it's like, listen, as a guy or as
Google
a girl...
Eyed. He was Google-eyed. Like,
totally.
Because okay.
She was cute, too.
Yeah,
so, like,
she is hot.
The thing is, as a guy or a girl that's getting invited to these dated functions that happen at every college, at every fraternity, you have to do something where you can set the tone.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean, hey, that advice isn't to, hey, I like you, that's the reason I'm inviting you. That's a little too much.
Yeah, that's very controlling.
Saying something and just being flirty in the subsequent
text. Smooth, baby, be smooth with
it. Is the way to go. So this guy, where he's in the UK, he's got the girl two blocks away, invite her out to do something, but like, set the tone, like, hey, I can't wait to see you tonight. You look so cute the other night.
Exactly. And feel her, and just fill out her body language. Like, is she like really feeling you? Like, put, you know, have a couple of drinks, get loose, get real social, and see where it goes.
Totally.
And be patient.
I remember that fucking the formals were so tough.
Oh, man.
Because you'd invite girls and you weren't.
So were they were like super duper prom or some shit?
Yeah, you know what it was? It was like prom with booze that was allowed. Oh. You know, like, okay. You know, every college is different.
Yeah.
My fraternity would have a.
Man, shit.
Spring form.
No, ma'am.
We'd have a formal for every initiated class, and then we'd have that were like, bring a date to the house and have dinner. and then we'd have a party like with a DJ afterwards.
Okay.
Since some places they do it where you invite a date to go out for dinner that night with a group of friends, and everyone goes on the date, and then you come back to the house and have a party at the house just
with
you and your
date.
Man,
you just got to pick a girl that likes you, and boom, you're going
to hook up or date. Well, that's the problem. Sometimes you'll have a buddy that's like, hey, bring her friend. And it's like, that's a situation where it's
so
like,
now
okay,
he's making you like, hey, can you, now you gotta be his pimp. Like,
but maybe your buddy has a girlfriend and then she's like, I got a friend and you have no date. And she's like, well, I got a friend, she should go. And then you say to her,
now it's a blind date.
Well, now it's a blind date. But also you say, you know, you got to send those texts like, hey, very excited for tonight. And that's when you do the things that you're saying, like touch the back.
Yeah.
If she jumps away, okay.
Then it's it.
You button the shirt up wrong.
She just want to come. Yeah. She just want to come to the trip.
Nori Davis, thank you so much for coming on.
Turn it up.
Dude, this was great.
Thanks
fantastic advice.
J-Train.
Go follow him on Twitter at Nori Davis.
Yeah.
You can go to his website, noridavis.com. Get the album, Home Game. He's a fantastic comic. Go support him. We're going to come back with the news in just a second.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me. You make your own beat, so you gotta lean in.
Welcome back. We're here with the news. You just listened to Nori Davis and I give some advice. Go check out Nori at Nori Davis on Twitter, noridavis.com. You can go check out his new album, Home Game. Fantastic comic. He's got a video out that previews the album that is... If you like the preview, you'll like the album. So it's called Growing Up in the Hood, and just Google that with Nori Davis. We're going to bring down... He's gone. Chris?
Yeah, we're just downgrading a little bit here.
It's just you and me.
Yeah,
this
is fun.
Sexy.
Yeah, it is really sexy. Yeah.
Mansamp, at Mansamp on Twitter. You can go check out his podcast, Mandatory Samson Podcast, that is also on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Let's get into some news.
We're going to start with a little something different. We talked about this, over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to feature a TFM Instagram Babe of the Day.
Yeah, I want to integrate more with stuff at the site, and what better way than to integrate with a Babe of the Day? What's her name?
This is Gianna Kazazian from Penn State.
Actually, I look at these only every now and again because I'm only so much of a creep.
Right.
I think I saw her because I was like, Penn State. What do you think of the like other websites have like this chick of the day stuff? What do you think of that?
I think it's okay. I mean, it's cool for her because she's going to get a lot of attention for it.
I got to assume that there's got to be like 30 chicks out there in the country at least that their lives have been put on different paths just because of something like this.
Oh,
like,
100%.
Like being like, I know it's blasphemy to mention other sites, but like Bro Bible does this, Barstool Sports has the smoke show of the day.
Right, right, right.
Like I had a friend, she was a smoke show, you know, once, and it's like, she kept her head about it. But I got to imagine that some girl's like, okay, I guess I'm a model now.
Oh, well, that's definitely what it is.
You know,
absolutely,
where it's like,
yeah.
You know, like how many girls have I looked at?
Yeah, because there's a million. I mean, there's a million of them.
I never knew this existed.
This is Joe from the producer.
Yes. I'm sorry. But I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in.
She went to Penn State. Oh, she's hot.
She's very hot. Yeah, she's great.
This is, what day is this from? So we can tell
us. This is maybe 2 days ago, something like that.
So today is...
Well, this is going to be next week, whatever. Yeah. Just look at it. It's Gianna from Penn State, Instagram Babe of the Day. Scroll through. There's a lot of good galleries on here.
Here's in one of the pictures, she's wearing the zebra tights.
Yeah.
What do you think of those types of tights?
I don't like a pattern on them. Honestly.
You don't?
No.
Oh, that's my favorite.
The view.
Not into that pattern.
Oh, you don't like it?
No, like there's
Joe
some
just zebra.
No, pattern. I love it. I think it's like when a girl wears like the yoga pants that have the pattern on it.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's such like a fuck you to every other chick.
That
girl, because every girl's like, oh, she wore the zebra pattern.
Well, these two next to her have just the black on.
The black ones. And
right.
They're probably looking at her like, oh, look who brought the heat today.
Yeah. Oh, you peacock. Know? Like, fancy. Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that's like such like a bold move that it means that she has to be a confident girl.
Well, of course she's... Look at her. She's on TFM now. She's
I know.
Real
now
confident.
The game is over. She's wearing a too sexy to be a Buckeye.
Right.
That is definitely true.
I will say this. The only thing that I dislike about this whole thing is usually there's a friend in the picture with her who's making like an annoying face or something. It's just like, not her specifically,
you.
But yeah.
I feel bad for the friend that gets in the, that's in, oh my God, she's got like modeling on the beach pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, she was in KD, which that's a sorority I used to hang out with at Penn State.
I'm
for
in a pumpkin
her.
Field.
Yeah, pumpkin field. I'm proud of my Penn State Love your lions.
Right. Well, there's why not? Like, why wouldn't you?
Here's the outfit that gets me. And I got to say, as a red-blooded male, these crop tops. She's in a crop top in one picture. That's, I mean, Joe, are you looking at this?
We're trying to find it.
Are you trying to find it? This is the crop top short combo, like high-waisted short combo.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be into it. I am into it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks great. I don't like high-waisted stuff either, but it's working for her.
I just think we
found it.
Yeah, you're in on this.
The crop top shorts.
I never thought I'd be as attracted to the skin above a girl's navel and below her boobs as I am.
Right.
You know, like anytime I see one of those pictures where the girl has the high-waisted pants and then there's just that little piece of skin.
Yeah,
under,
like the little rib area.
Yes,
yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know when that became hot, but that's a hot thing.
Well,
now
it became hot when you put fabric around it, and you're like, I wonder what's below that fabric.
Yes, yeah. I just think it's like one of those looks that, like, you know that guys just want to fuck all the time, like, because you see a girl, you're like, oh my god, I saw her rib cage, and it's like, you know, and you're like, oh, like, that's what's getting me off, like, seriously,
it's whatever's gonna be exposed.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Elbows are the new thing.
Exactly.
You're gonna see.
Right. Soon, some chick's gonna have like her knee on display, and I'm gonna be like, oh, I guess I'm a knee guy. You know, there's gonna be some fashion choice, but she's wearing it.
Bro,
to
you
perfection.
See her shoulders, man.
She is wearing
it. Oh, those shoulders. Yeah. That is good luck. Well, congratulations to whatever your name is,
Gianna. Yeah.
How do these girls feel about that? I'm sure some of them are like flattered, but maybe like some of them like are really freaked out by this whole movement.
I'm sure.
I gotta say, if there was a girl site that had bro of the day, and I got that, I'd never stop talking about it. I would be out. I'd be out in the streets being like, hey, I'm Jared. I'm bro of the day on TSM.
Right.
Like, there should be that. I don't understand why girl sites don't do that.
You know what? You should start it. You as the first one. You just got to set it.
Yeah. I got tangled.
He lost his headphones. He's all fucked up over here. Yeah. He's freaking out about being the TSM bro of the day.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if a girl-specific website was like, this dude crushed it today, and it was just me, like a picture of me high-fiving like a homeless dude and looking awesome and tossing a nickel over my shoulder that got into his cup.
Right.
Like, oh, bro of the day.
Crushed it.
We actually used to do at my fraternity. If anyone's still listening to this, my roommate and I used to do a bro of the week for our fraternity. And we would post it every Sunday on a tack board.
That's funny.
Outside of our room. So everyone would be like, who's the bro of the week? And we'd have an explanation for why. Like, this guy, like, and it would be like reasons like he provided snacks for a room when we were high.
Right, you know, like, right.
So
the cops are going to show up, but he talked them out of it.
Exactly. So I think every house should do that, a bro of the week.
That's really funny.
And acknowledge when someone has a good week.
Sure.
You know, when I have kids, I have a buddy whose parents had four siblings, so there were five kids.
Right.
And in the house, I went over to his house once, and on the wall in a diamond formation, there was a picture up top, a picture to the right, a picture to the left, and a picture down low, and then one in the middle of the five kids. And I told him, I was like, is this kid of the week in the middle? That's how I would do it. And if I had five kids, I'd be like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
Here's where you rank this week.
I would do it like a mafia chart where you have the capo at the top. He's the best one. Then you have his underbosses, you know?
That's a good idea too, I think. But I think that would at least let kids know where they stand.
Sure.
You know, that would be a nice thing.
Well, it is healthy for kids to compete against their siblings all the time for their parents' affection and whatever, being the best. Yeah, no, it's good.
Listen, Timmy, no dinner this week.
Exactly.
Let's go to some news.
This one, maybe this will help you out. I don't know. Blacking out 3 nights a week doesn't make you an alcoholic, says science we can all get behind.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tell my mom that after Thanksgiving.
Right. It's this New York Times article. They said they surveyed 138,000 adults.
Okay.
And basically, they say falling down drunk is not an indication that you're addicted to alcohol. It just means that you maybe drink too much.
Oh,
but, you know, it's like 1 in 10 are really addicts, you know?
Here's my thing with drinking is I'm a good drinker. You could never tell that, like, you would never be like, Jared, fucking, like, I have a good poker face for drinking. The minute you know I'm hammered is when I have food from like 7 different ethnicities in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm eating them all at once and like dipping like a cheesesteak into hummus.
Yeah, you're cross.
Do you know what I mean?
Like cross-culturing.
Cross-culturing.
Yeah. So that actually sounds delicious.
Yeah, though. The hummus cheesesteak. So I'm just saying like I'm trying to like take it down a notch, I think, lately. I'd like to get down to drinking like once a week.
Well, it's got
to
be hard though, because you're always at a club or whatever.
That's
doing
not
shows.
As hard as it is to like schedule it. You know what I mean? Because like I have friends that want to go out on Friday, Saturday night, and I'm like, I'm out doing shows.
Right.
And then I'm like, you know what? Sunday, I'll just drink all day and night.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, fuck. I really went too heavy.
Right. Well, that'll happen. Yeah. If you plan a whole Sunday.
I want to believe this study, but I also think like if you're blacking out 3 nights a week, you can't feel great those other 4 days. What could you be accomplishing with
that? Oh, absolutely right. I mean, it doesn't get into that. I mean, I'm sure you're not feeling good about it, but they go on to say that this is kind of interesting. If you raise the price of an alcoholic beverage by 10%, it reduces consumption by 7%. So like if they just raised taxes basically on
that.
No, I don't want them to do it either, but
here's what I always think. Like what I need is just the motion.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like if I could just have 3 shots, have a beer, and then just have like a drink that looks like a drink in my hand the rest of the night, I think I'd be fine.
Well, that's what a lot of people do that's what's hard about quitting smoking or whatever. It's just that repetitive thing, or it's like the ritual of it. But if you kind of replaced it with a placebo, maybe it would be okay.
I just think it's funny that this past weekend I was home for Thanksgiving and my mom was like, "We're not sure about what you're drinking, Jared." And I was like, "What? Is this an intervention?" She was like, "No, we're just want to make sure you keep an eye on it." And then like an hour later, my brother was like, "Do you want to go to the bar and watch the Michigan game?" And I was like, "No, I'm an alcoholic now.
Is mom coming? I don't know. I can't do it."
My mom started laughing. I was like, "Oh, thanks."
Was she saying it about you just like drinking at the house, or she's like, "Oh, you drink too much?"
Well, because when I go home, I'm sitting there. I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here watching TV. Why wouldn't I fucking have a drink? I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
You know, I don't have to interact with people. I can sit in my own head.
Right.
And fucking have a conversation with Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, well, see, that's a thing probably too. That's easy
drunk
for you
tweets.
because I'm putting up air quotes. You're with people.
Yeah.
On Twitter, because people talk to you.
I could
a lot.
Very easily be at a bar by myself and then just announce my thoughts and have them reverberated back to me.
Yeah, which
is a scary thing. So,
well, that's all. I mean, like, because I obviously get it a lot less than you, but because of the podcast and being on this, I get some tweet, and it's like, that's nice. That's fun.
It feels
you feel
good.
Like people are talking to you.
Yeah, it's like my own open mic.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Let's go to the next story.
This one is the average football player at a top college is worth $500,000.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
There's absolutely.
Jameis Winston, not a bad example. That guy's worth $10 million.
Yeah, the second he graduates, yeah.
Right now to his university.
Oh, right, but I mean, in
Johnny Manziel, they built a whole new stadium.
Sure.
At Texas A&M. While he was in the school, like it's because of him,
right?
You know, like in part. So, like, I don't know, the whole not getting paid. I have a question based on this.
Okay,
who would you rather be? Okay,
mm-hmm.
The kicker at Alabama.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or the quarterback at Division III school.
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, here's
Let's say quarterback at Harvard, kicker at Alabama.
I don't know. I mean, you probably realistically want to be the kicker at Alabama just because of the notoriety.
Totally.
And if you do well, you're going to get a ton of attention. Your
not
team
a
is
lot
gonna
of time
well.
Spent in class.
Yeah. And it can't be that hard to be the kicker.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not rigorous.
Yeah. But if you miss a kick at Alabama.
But that's what I was going to say. But if you fuck
your
up.
Your life is fucked.
Yeah. The potential for like ruining your life and being a pariah is so much higher.
I mean, the kicker at Penn State is this kid, Ficken, and he missed. He missed a couple of kicks. His freshman year was like rough.
Yeah,
because the kicker, the guy who was supposed to kick, like moved on because of the sanctions and everything.
Oh god.
So, and he missed a couple of kicks, and like people can't forget that.
No, no, because they as a kicker they only know your name if you fuck up.
Totally.
They go, okay, they're gonna kick the field goal. We got it good. You assume it's good.
I don't know. I always have this question: kicker at Alabama,
right?
Quarterback at Harvard. I'd like to be the quarterback.
Well, the quarterback
at Harvard.
I mean, that's pretty good too.
I think I would be the quarterback at Harvard, knowing that like life's gonna be okay afterwards.
That's what I mean, right?
You're but my buddy was a kicker, and now he's in the NFL. Like, their buddy, I shouldn't call him buddy. He's a guy I went to high school with, friendly. Yeah. Came on the podcast.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, Steve Hauschka, Super Bowl winner.
Oh, yeah, I know the name. Yeah, I wasn't here.
Needham Rockets. Go check out that podcast episode. It's pretty cool for me. Let's go to the next story.
Let's see what the next story is. Oh, yeah, it's following the same line. The highest paid interns make more than your dad. This one is actually like pretty disturbing. Yeah, it's all these like tech startups. I'm trying to get the thing up, and the internet's being slow here. But basically, like, if you work at Google or LinkedIn, oh, here it's up. At Pinterest,
yeah,
you can make $7,500 a month plus $1,500 a month for housing at Pinterest just to be an intern there.
I mean, are these people doing coding? Like, what type of intern?
I will say they're probably like upper echelon people that have been,
I hate hearing about this stuff, because I remember like the whole search for an internship is like pretty depressing.
Right.
Like, you don't know really what you want to do. All you want to do is have something that goes in your resume, right, in most cases.
Well, these people probably kind of know.
That's the thing. These are red herrings.
Right.
You're never going to get an intern. Most likely, it's going to be a free internship that you have to commute from your house at home.
Right, exactly.
So don't get discouraged by these, is what I'm saying.
Oh, like, no. These are the exceptions to the rule.
But I'm saying that you see these and you're like, wait a minute, you're offering me nothing? And it's like, well, you still need something on your fucking resume.
Right.
So I would just advise, if you see these are kids that are you're not hanging out with. Usually.
No, and they're going to, even if they weren't into it, yeah, exactly. These very bright Asians. Because
yeah.
Like, even if they're not going to be, eventually they're going to get hired by one of these companies, whatever. They're
totally
fine. They're going to make a ton of money. But there's one of them, I'm looking for it, Jane Street. Do you even know what Jane Street is? I guess it's a website.
Jane Street?
I'll look it up. But anyway, but you make $10,000 a month.
I think it's a production company.
Let me see. I'm looking it up right now.
I think I dealt with them.
I could have done this last night, but I didn't. I don't know, it's not coming up, whatever.
No, they gotta be a investment bank,
probably, right?
A hedge fund. There's no question.
Yeah, quantitative trading fund.
I mean, that's what it is. You're dealing, those are like the best and brightest, you know. You can still be here's what I'm saying, my advice is you can still be a successful person without these internships.
Oh, sure.
So like, what sucks is when you're looking for them, you're like, oh god, I'm doing a free internship and there's one out there that can get me $7,500 a month. That doesn't mean your life is over. It's gonna be fine.
Oh, of course. Well, and then being an intern at one of those places, that's really like getting the job, kind of,
to totally
be in the room and be involved like that.
My advice is just that, you know, play your road and play it well.
Yeah.
You know, don't play someone else's road, because then you'll get off track and you won't be able to fucking do anything.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
This is the type of shit you see and you're like, oh, I guess I won't do anything today.
right.
Yeah.
Final one. We brought him up before. Johnny Manziel's entourage allegedly beat the piss out of some guy for wanting a hug from Manziel.
I saw this story. This is, to me, the problem with Twitter.
Okay.
This fucking guy, I'm on Johnny Manziel's side 1,000,000%.
I am too.
If you read the story, this guy saw him in an elevator, fucking approached him.
Yeah, he was like standing next to him, kind of like eyeballing him the way you would.
Wanted to take a picture with him, right?
He said, let me find his quote. He goes, I'm the biggest Browns fan ever. I love you. I want to give you a hug. Which is creepy from some dude.
No, but it was at
know.
2 a.m. or something.
Yeah,
and he's probably hammered.
Right.
And Johnny probably said, listen, that's enough.
Right.
Or said, no, I'm not going to fucking hug you.
Right.
And this guy probably has tweeted at him 1,000 times and thinks he knows him.
Sure.
And because of that, you know, I put in quotes, closeness, he thinks he has the right to go touch somebody.
Right.
I mean, I opened for Chris D'Elia a few weeks back.
Ooh, did you hug him?
Great guy. The guy from Whitney.
He's hilarious.
Go look him up. He's fantastic. I opened up for him. At a casino, and awesome dude. And I was like, dude, let's go get something to eat. So we went to go, something to eat. And
right.
he was like, I don't know. Where do we have to go? And I'm like, well, we can walk down to this Chinese food place and get some food there. And he's like, I love Chinese food. I don't know if I just want to walk through the casino. And I was like, why would it,
right.
What are you talking about? He goes, well, let's see if we can get the security guard to take us down. I'm like, at this point, in my mind, I'm like, come on, dude. What the fuck's going to happen? You know?
Right.
We start walking and we get the security guard. We start walking towards the Chinese place, and one dude, like, people came up to him. We're like, hey, let me get a picture. And then he was like, I would help take the picture because I was like, I know I can make this move fast.
Right.
So we can get to the Chinese food. Yeah. And
which is all you were thinking
all
about.
I was thinking about. And I was like, I'm taking the picture. And then all of a sudden, some dude just fucking jacks him up.
But just shoved him?
Took his like hand and like went like stiff arm to his shoulder, like hard.
Right.
And Chris Lindon was like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
And the guy was like, eh, I know you. And it was like, no, the guy didn't mean it for it to be mean in any way.
Yeah, but it's just.
But it was fucking ridiculous. Yeah, I don't think Sinatra was walking around getting jacked up by people.
No, Sinatra was putting people in the desert if they did that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like people would say like, oh, it's, you know, have a little be a little bit humble. This guy fucking threw him up. So I'm assuming the same thing happened with Johnny Manziel everywhere he goes.
And people probably worse.
Worse. Like, you know. And touch him and go crazy.
Sure.
And we all think like this, you know, lifestyle of being a celebrity is a good thing. But like you look at that and you're like, I don't want to be fucking jacked up by some random dude.
Yeah, you got to know. You're right. You got to know that it's coming because people see him walk. Chris D'Elia is a good looking dude. He's very funny. He's been on TV. Like
they think he's their friend.
They think he's his friend or they kind of want to like show off for their friends and be like, well, whatever. It's just this guy.
Yeah,
like,
I'm cool to be cool with him.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. That's why like I take the side of Johnny and this just from seeing that perspective. I was like, I was watching. I was like, dude, does that happen a lot? He's like, dude, people, you wouldn't even believe it.
Right.
And I'm like, that's insane.
That is insane.
So I got to, Johnny Manziel is, I think, he's the one guy, that would be the get of all gets for this podcast, I think.
To get Johnny Manziel? Sure.
If we could ever do that.
Well, I'm working on it. I keep telling you, I'm trying.
Keep working the phones.
Yeah, I'm
getting on. I'd love to hear him. Answer an email called Poon Saloon Express.
Well, she probably coined that phrase.
Yeah, this is great. Man Samp, go check out his podcast, Mandatory Samson Podcast, at Man Samp on Twitter.
Thanks, man.
I'm Jared Freed, at JTrain56 on Twitter, at JTrain56 on Instagram, Jared Freed on, oh no, at JTrain56 on Snapchat, at Jared Freed on Instagram. Check out my shit. Come back next week. Send in those emails, tfmpodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.